Many reports on Ted Stevens' life in the last week have mentioned the crash at Anchorage International Airport in 1978 that took the life of his first wife, Anne. For insight into how that event impacted Stevens, APRN's Dave Donaldson spoke to another man who was on that plane.
Five people were killed that day in December of 1978, but Ted Stevens was one of two survivors. The other was Tony Motley, a friend of Stevens since 1967, when Stevens had been majority leader of the State House of Representatives, and Motley worked for the commanding general of the Alaskan Command. Motley later served as Commissioner of Commerce during Jay Hammond's first term. He also worked alongside Stevens on getting ANILCA through Congress. They remained friends through Ted Stevens' career in the U.S. Senate and Motley's years as U.S. Ambassador to Brazil and then Assistant Secretary of State. He says the memories of that crash remained with them both.
You know, that had a huge impact on his life, obviously. Losing his wife is, you know, something most of us can't fathom. And so it's no doubt it had an effect on him. But I wouldn't say that it didn't affect him in a negative way, I don't think. I mean, I don't think he was morose. I think, if anything, it may affect him in a positive way.
As one effect, Motley cites a sharper focus that Stevens developed for aviation safety. Stevens was already a pilot and already interested in safety, but as a senator, he found he could do something about the issue, and he did. Except for the years that Motley was overseas, he and Stevens had lunch together, just the two of them, on the anniversary of the crash. He calls it their ritual.
Just an ordinary lunch and, you know, have small talk and gossip about the local politics at the time. And it was a pleasant, it wasn't maudlin at all. It was, you know, just a kind of a pleasant encounter. We're both glad to be alive.
Seven people were on that Learjet returning to Anchorage from Juneau, where they'd just attended Jay Hammond's second inauguration. Motley said there was no indication of any problem as the plane was landing. Motley was facing backward and could see the stripes on the runway. That's how close they were to safety.
We must have been hit by a wind shear, because all of a sudden one wing goes up. The right wing went up, left wing went down. A gust of wind. In the process of straightening the wings out, the left edge of the wing hit the runway, but it didn't arrest the path of flight, if you know what I mean. The airplane kept going forward. It didn't skew it. And the pilot then at that point elected to put the power to it and go around. And he had what is known as a power-on stall, which there's only one result from that is the airplane will snap one way or the other, left or right, depending on the make of the airplane. But that's the only thing it'll do. It flipped. And it landed between the runways in snow. The first impact took the tail and the engines off, and then it took one wing off and then the other wing and just slid under the snow upside down.
Motley awoke in the dark airplane. He and Stevens were hospitalized, Motley in intensive care, Stevens with a concussion and other injuries. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.